so that you may represent more clearly to yourself and understand why the duration of their existence is still further diminished on account of this sport, it is now opportune to explain to you, as I have promised, the difference between the duration of being existence according to the Phulasnicknamian principle and according to the Etoklinotes principle. You remember that when I explained to you how these favorites of yours define the flow of time, I told you that when the organ Kundebuffer with all its properties was removed from their presence, and in conformity with the Phulasnicknamian principle, they began to have the same duration of existence as all normal three-brain beings arising everywhere in our universe, they also should have, without fail, existed until their second being body, the Kesjan body, had been completely coated in them and perfected in reason up to the sacred Ishmetch. But later, when they began existing in a manner more and more unbecoming to three-brain beings, and entirely ceased to actualize in their presence the being Paktog duty, which was foreseen by great nature and which alone enables three-brain beings to acquire the data for coating their higher parts, the quality of their radiations, as I've already said, failed to respond to the demands of the most great common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic principle. And then, great nature, in order to restore the equilibrium of vibrations, was compelled gradually to adapt the duration of their existence to the principle called Etoklinots, which in general determines the duration of existence of one-brained and two-brain beings that have not the same possibilities as three-brain beings, and are therefore incapable of actualizing in their presence the Paktog duty foreseen by nature. According to this principle, the duration of their being existence and also the entire content of their common presence generally depend upon the results arising from the following seven factors in their surroundings. 1. Heredity in general. 2. Conditions and environment at the moment of conception. 3. The combined radiations of all the planets of their solar system during their formation in the womb of their progenitrix. 4. The level of being manifestation of their progenitors during the period in which they themselves are preparing for responsible age. 5. The quality of being existence of those in the immediate surroundings. 6. The quality of what are called teleo-Krimelnichian thought waves formed in the atmosphere around them. Likewise, during the period of their preparation for responsible age, that is, the sincerely manifested good wishes and deeds of being of the same blood. And finally, the quality of their own being ego plasticuri, that is, their being efforts for the transubstantiation in themselves of all the data for obtaining objective reason. The chief particularity of existence, according to this principle of Etoklinots, is that in the presence of beings existing according to it, depending on the enumerated seven factors, there are crystallized in their being localizations, or as your favorites would say, in their brains, which are the central places and sources of manifestation of all the separate independent parts of their common presence, what are called their bobbin candle notes, that is to say, a certain something that gives to these localizations or brains a definite quantity of possible associations or experiencings. And so, my boy, in view of the fact that these contemporary favorites of yours, the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, now arise only according to the principle of Itoklenots. There are crystallized in their brains, from the moment of conception up to the age of responsible being, these bobbin candle nosts with very definite possibilities for actualizing the process of association. To throw more light on this question and help you to understand it better and not waste time on explanations concerning the very essence and the form of functioning of these cosmic actualizations called bobbin candle nosts, which are lawfully crystallized in the localizations of or brains of beings who exist only on the basis of Itoklenots, I will take as an example those artificial gem tester noki, which your favorites also have, and which they call mechanical watches. As you already know, although these artificial jam tester noki or mechanical watches are of different systems, they are, nevertheless, all constructed on the same principle of the tension or pressure of an unwinding spring. One system of jam tester noki contains a spring exactly calculated and set so that its tension while unwinding will last 24 hours. Another system has a spring set for a week, a third for a month, and so on. The bobbin candle nosts in the brains of beings who exist only according to the principle of Itoklenots correspond to the springs in mechanical watches of different systems. Just as the duration of the movement of mechanical watches depends upon the springs they contain, so the duration of the existence of beings depends exclusively on the bobbin candle nosts formed in their brains at the time of their arising and during the process of their further formation. Just as the spring of a watch is wound up for a definite length of time, so these beings can associate and experience only to the extent of the possibilities for experiencing put into them by nature while these bobbin candle nosts are being crystallized in their brains. They can associate and consequently exist just so long, and neither more nor less. As mechanical watches can run for as long as the spring has been wound up, the beings in whose brains these bobbin candle nosts are crystallized can experience and consequently can exist only until the bobbin candle nosts formed in their brains in accordance with the mentioned seven external factors are used up. And so, my boy, when the results of park dog duty were no longer obtained in the presence of your favorites, and the duration of their existence began to depend exclusively on the results of the mentioned seven accidental factors, then, thanks to all this, the length of their existence, especially among contemporary beings, became extremely variable. At the present time, it may range from one of their minutes up to 70 or 90 of their years. And so, owing to all I have just said, no matter how your favorites exist, and no matter what measures they adopt, and even if they were to put themselves, as they say, in a glass case, as soon as the contents of their bobbin candle nosts crystallized in one or another of their brains is used up, that brain immediately ceases to function. The difference between mechanical watches and your contemporary favorites is that in watches there is only one spring, whereas your favorites have three of these independent bobbin candle nosts. And these bobbin candle nosts in the three localizations of brains of these beings have the following names. The first, the bobbin candle nost of the thinking center. The second, the bobbin candle nost of the feeling center. And third, the bobbin candle nost of the moving center. Nowadays, it frequently happens that the process of the sacred Rascalarno in your favorites takes place by thirds. That is to say, they die in parts. This also proceeds from the fact that arising and being formed only according to the principle of Itoklenots and existing inharmoniously, they use up the contents of these bobbin candle nosts of theirs, three separate independent brains, disproportionately. And hence, they frequently undergo such a horrible dying as is not proper to three-brain beings. During my stay among them, I personally very often witnessed their dying by thirds. And this can take place because even though the bobbin candle nosed of one of their brains may be entirely used up, the beings themselves, especially the contemporary ones, sometimes continue to exist for quite a long time. For instance, it often happens that owing to their particularly abnormal existence, the contents of one of their bobbin candle nosts are used up, and, if it's the case of the moving center, or as they themselves call it, the spinal cord, then, although this three-brain being continues to think and to feel, he has already lost the possibility of intentionally directing the parts of his planetary body. Here it is interesting to note that when in one of your contemporary favorites a part finally dies in this way, their Zerlickners, or as they are called, physicians, look upon such a death as unquestionably a disease and begin to treat it with every kind of wiseacring already proper to them. And they give these supposed diseases all sorts of names, sounding like an ancient language utterly unknown to them, called Latin. These widespread diseases, they have such names as hemiplegia, paraplegia, paralysis progressiva, paralysis essentialis, tabes dorsalis, paralysis agitans, sclerosis disseminata, and so on and so forth. Such a death by thirds has become particularly frequent during the last two centuries on the planet Earth, which has taken your fancy. And this occurs to those of your favorites of all communities there, both large and small, who, either because of their professions or because of one of the passions that arise in beings, on account of the same abnormally established conditions of their ordinary being existence, have, more or less, used up the contents of the bobbin candle nosts of one or another of their being brains. For instance, a one-third death through exhaustion of the bobbin candle nosed of the moving center or spinal cord often occurs among those terrestrial beings who give themselves up to that occupation practiced by the beings belonging to the community of England, thanks to the harmful invention of the ancient Greeks, now called sport. You will clearly understand the nature of the pernicious consequences of that maleficent occupation when I tell you that during my stay among those favorites of yours, I once devoted a special section of my statistics to clarifying for myself how long those three-brain beings can exist who take up the profession of wrestling. And never once did I find a single one who had existed longer than 49 of their years. And a one-third death through the premature using up of the bobbin candle nosed of the feeling center occurs, for the most part, among those beings who become by profession what are called representatives of art. Most of these terrestrial professionals, especially the contemporary ones, at first fall ill with one or another form of what is called psychopathy. And later, because of their psychopathy, they, so to say, intentionally learn to feel. Thereafter, repeatedly experiencing this abnormal being impulse, they gradually use up the contents of the bobbin candle nosed of their feeling center. And, by thus disharmonizing the tempo of their own common presence, bring themselves to that peculiar end which is not often met with even among them. It's worth mentioning here, by the way, that the one-third death through the feeling center also occurs among your favorites, thanks to an original form of psychopathy called altruism. And as regards the premature partial death through the bobbin candle nose of the thinking center, this kind of death has been occurring more and more frequently in recent times among your favorites. This partial death through the thinking center chiefly befalls those favorites of yours who try to become, or have already become, scientists of new formation, and also those who are addicted to reading what are called books and newspapers. As a result of reading excessively and associating only by thoughts, the contents of the bobbin candle nose to the thinking center of these three brain beings are exhausted before the contents of the bobbin candle nose of their other being centers.